flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 live from Radio Row. A lot of appreciation to Flight by Yuengling getting us out here, and much appreciation right now. I think you would agree as well, Charles. A lot of appreciation to Exclusive Furniture for our hot seat recliner.
It's great. You guys might come back tomorrow. This chair won't be there.
Hey, look. I know how to get you. I will come track you down. It is Charles
McDonald. We know how hard it is to get through security. Maybe it's easier on the way out, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
We were the ones who got this in here. You will have a hard time moving that thing around. But, yeah. Charles McDonald, Yahoo Sports. He is a host of the 301 Football 301 podcast. It's a good one. If you love football, which I'm sure you do, listen here to Sports Radio 610. There's a few things that we want to get to with you. I know that, Lopez, you were setting up a question before I stopped you. What you got?
Yeah, so Myles Garrett. I mean, there's a sentiment out there. I think Barry actually said, oh, no, we're not trading him. I mean, I don't feel like that's as real anymore. Once a player puts out a freaking statement about it, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? And what are the possibilities here? Because it seems like he's going to a select few teams that are actual contenders.
Right. I want to start by saying I'm happy Myles found his sense, because like a month ago he put up the video saying, you know, I'm staying, I believe in whatever vision they've put together. I don't know what changed in a month, because he ain't played a football game.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same situation it was a month ago. But I think it's realistically time for him to get out, and I also think it's very realistic for the Browns to consider trading him at this point.
Of course.
And I don't think that Andrew Berry ever should have come out at any point and said, we're not trading Myles Garrett, because to me that shows that you're not being honest with yourself about where this is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson for the next two seasons has a $72 million cap hit. And the best case scenario is he doesn't play for your team.
Yeah.
Right? So you're paying someone $72 million over the next 2 years to not play.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a void year deal on his deal after it expires, where they still are going to be hit for $30 million after he's not on the team anymore. So think about that. Over the next three seasons, you're paying what? $144 plus $30, about $175 million
mm-hmm.
in cap space for this guy not to play? That's not feasible.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it's not feasible. And you're dealing with $30 million dead cap from Amari Cooper trade. You're going to be dealing dead cap from Myles Garrett trade. The truth is, right now, you can't build a team.
Mm-hmm.
You start looking at their cap space. They don't have a lot of money. And when you've already moved Deshaun Watson around. You have dead cap space from Amari Cooper. You have limited options on how to even get out of this. So one of the best ways to do it is draft picks.
Those are where?
I don't know. I mean, if, I think 31 teams should be on the phone with them right now.
Yeah.
I would say if you even have a starting defensive end, you should consider trading whatever it takes to get there. But obviously for contenders, it's going to be more so. You know, it's the obvious answer, but I think the Detroit Lions make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Maybe the Eagles.
The Eagles make sense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, any team, it makes sense to have
They all make sense.
They all make sense. Any team that made the playoffs this year, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, you know, Eagles, Commanders, yeah, go trade for Myles Garrett because he is that transformative.
Texans, question mark?
Go trade for Myles Garrett. Why not? I mean, is it
Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, and Myles Garrett?
Right. Is it unnecessary? Sure.
Is it interesting?
See?
Yes. Hell yeah.
It's provocative. It gets people going.
It gets the people going. That's right. Yeah. D'Amico Ryan's would be the happiest man in the world calling a defense with those three, right?
Yeah. He's just on such a different plane. And, you know, I understand, like, there's Steelers fans who will get upset. Like, oh, you know, people think Myles Garrett's better than T.J. Watt. Like, there's no slight to T.J. Watt, man. Like, there, to me, it's
no,
like,
it's different.
It's like Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. Those are the 1A in my brains. Where if I told you it would cost, you're the Lions. It's going to cost you 3 first-round picks to get Myles Garrett. I'm saying I might stroke my shoulders, and then,
especially with the way that they've drafted. Like they've hit all their.
Right.
They're like, we can afford to let a few draft picks
and make it happen. You know, there's a point a few years ago where I feel like it would have been a guarantee that Myles Garrett would be a Los Angeles Ram. You know, when they were just spending draft picks on any veteran player that they could get. So it's kind of hard to bog down like what a market would be for him because every team in the league should be trying to trade for him.
Sure.
So obviously, I can imagine they would never trade with like Baltimore, or Cincinnati, or Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But every other team should be on the table, and especially if you're an NFC team where, you know, Cleveland they won't feel the burn of that because they only play every 4 years. I think Detroit should be the leader.
Detroit clearly is the most sense, but you're right. Everybody, every contender.
Now you put the Eagles in my brain. Myles Garrett and Jalen Carter.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you can figure out a way to keep Milton Williams too, I mean, that's a.
Yeah, imagine either of these two Super Bowl teams with Myles Garrett.
That was the scary one. If you give Spagnuolo this dude with the way that they like blitz. He might actually stop blitzing. He might be like, it's fine. Let Myles go do it.
Myles and Chris Jones, just go.
You got it. We're talking to Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports here, having a blast. Appreciate you giving us an extra segment. Mm-hmm. And I did this in part because Seth Payne, who is the host of the morning show, Payne and Pendergast, he implored me to ask you about this. Now, the Texans are in an offensive coordinator search, and there's been 8 names that have been reported that they've talked to. Gerard Johnson, quarterback coach. Bill Lazor, who has been a senior offensive assistant here. Jeff Nixon, who is at Syracuse, offensive coordinator. Thad Lewis, quarterback coach with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Nick Caley, that's the big name, passing game coordinator for the Rams. Brian Johnson, former Eagles OC. Grant Udinski, who is, you know, wunderkind of sorts there, was assistant quarterback coach in Minnesota. And then now Adam Stenovich has popped up as well. Of those 8 names, of which I've read all of them and I will not read them again, I hope that you got them. Which one of those or which of those most interest you as potential offense?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the coordinators for the Houston Texans.
Man, hearing Gerard Johnson, Thad Lewis's name, I was like, woof, old. Because I remember watching those guys in college. but honestly, man, I don't think that C.J. Stroud gets to this point of where he is as skills a quarterback without having, you know, some good tutelage along the way. We've always heard, you know, prior to even C.J. Stroud getting there, that Gerard Johnson could be a riser. Mm-hmm. That's good continuity to me. Mm-hmm. You know, he's already obviously worked with CJ. You've gotten off his press start over the past 2 years. I don't know what CJ thinks about him.
Loves him
CJ
from
loves
all
him.
We know.
Okay.
Yeah. Loves him.
I mean, I would hope so since they spent a lot of time together over the past couple of years. That seems like an easy transition to me. And we always see quarterback coaches become offensive coordinator. Maybe even if you're calling, if you're sequencing your plays different or you're calling different styles.
Well, he's
of
worked
plays.
In different systems.
Right. Yeah. But you could still call it the similar things. It just depends on when you like to call it.
And add know, things.
And not calling run plays on first down. Every,
right. Yeah. Right. You know, when you're running to a brick wall every other play on first down.
Yeah.
I really like the idea for CJ and for Gerard, just for him to get his name out there and potentially, you know, have some good work be rewarded for what he's done over the past couple of years. But, you know, even Stanovich is an interesting name. You know, those are two that I remember.
How much do you know about, like, the Kaylee and Udinskys, like, those guys that have been getting a lot of love in kind of the nerd circles in some way?
Not too much. I mean, I think when you're, even when you're talking about, like, Rams passing game coordinator, Sean McVay has so much control over what goes on over there. But I will say, the first year of Zach Robinson in Atlanta, I was a fan of what he put together. Especially when you look at how limited like the passing game was once defense realized Kirk can't move, it gets a lot easier. But when you have that limitation and the offensive line's good, you revived Bijan and Tyler Allgeier, I thought he did a really good job this year actually. So maybe it's, you know, there's more juice to squeeze from that tree, but I've always been a little worried that at some point you're just going to get the end of all the smart guys that have worked there, you know?
And then you're going to be the one who starts getting to the bottom of the barrel.
Right. Yeah. Like, how many guys, you know, off the street can you hire before you just hit some duds? So, you know, but I think you have a good option going with Gerard. If CJ likes him, that's better because that obviously seems to be an important piece to their relationship and their performance as far as offense goes. So I really like the idea. Keep some continuity. Promote someone for doing good work, and then you just got to nail the O-line hire. Easier said than done, but that's the biggest piece.
Well, just throw money at Mike Munchak. Can you throw $6 million at Mike Munchak for an offensive line?
You can. Will the owner do it, though?
I mean, Munchak has all of a sudden little smoke signals that he wants to get back in, and an offensive coordinator, I mean, an offensive line coach like that, that'd be a perfect retirement job for him and maybe keep some continuity there with somebody on the staff already. You know?
Yeah. So you got some good options, and I think guys should be jumping at the bit to be working with this group. Because, you know, the truth is also you guys were hurt for a big chunk of the season. Nico was in and out. Diggs, season-ending injury. Tank Dell, season-ending injury. So, I mean, you'll have to track and see where those guys are for next year, but you're going to reload. And I think that of all the teams that – and it's crazy to say this about a team that was in the divisional round and gave the Chiefs a game for the most part. You know, they're right there being able to bounce back and get back on track to the team that we thought they could be, you know, coming into the season. You know, the bar is still high in Houston because you made the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Won a game, beat the crap out of the Chargers, and then, you know, gave Kansas City a game. So the expectations are going to be there, which is a good problem to have.
Absolutely. It's Charles McDonald, Yahoo Sports. Charles, I mean, we're in New Orleans. We're in one of the best cities. Do you have anything that you're like, hey, this is a must-do on this particular work trip to New Orleans?
The people who follow me know I love Currency, the rapper from New Orleans. So that Jet Life store is on Canal Street. It's like a mile from here.
That's... Oh, is it that? Okay. Let me know when you're going. I might need to, okay.
I might need to go with. I was literally trying to get a squad. I was like, who wants to go with me to the Jet Life store some days before?
Hit me up. We'll make that move.
That's the one thing that I got to do before I got here. I got to go to the Jet Life store and get some apparel.
All right. And speaking of, like, what you've been listening to, I love asking you this whenever we get a chance to.
Larry Junes and 2 Chainz are putting out an album this week.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah. They put out some good singles. And I was there with my girlfriend the other day at home before we left. And I was like, man, like, these Larry Junes and 2 Chainz songs I've heard are all good. Like, they should put out a tape. And then the next day, the tape.
There you go.
So I was like, that's what I'm waiting for. Larry Junes, 2 Chainz, Alchemist.
Excellent.
Right up my alley.
Excellent. He is Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports. It's the Football 301 podcast. You got anything special coming this week?
You know, just normal reporting. I'm going to try to get in touch with, you know, some guys are covered on the New York beat, Saquon and Kai. Obviously going to be over at Chiefs practice at some point. And then, you know, I'll be bouncing around on, you know, on Seth's show at some point.
There you go. Yeah. Payne and Pendergast. You will hear Charles again.
I'll be on the Bill Barnwell show later this week. And obviously Football 301 and stuff we're doing at the Toyota set. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Check it out.
Yeah. Awesome,
very
man.
Good. All right. When you go out there to Chiefs practice, what we have a theory. We're trying to see if we can hurt Patrick Mahomes. We know he's a Mavs fan with that trade that just happened. Just if you could just keep mentioning some of that.
Keep mentioning Luka.
We gonna see if we can maybe lower the level of play just off of just some hater stuff. You know,
does the Chiefs maybe try to get Myles Garrett remind you of what happened with the Mavs?
That's perfect.
I like it. I appreciate it. That's Charles McDonald. Hey, man, we appreciate you giving us some time.
Thanks, man.
Hey, appreciation again to Exclusive Furniture providing that hot seat that you got to hear Charles from. But, yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, what is next offensive coordinator-wise? You heard what Charles said. We told you that Chip Kelly's out of there. What's next? What are we looking at? What do we like? We'll talk about that next.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.